This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 2, Episode 2. Assalamu alaikum, productive Muslims. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mifra Maruf, and I am here with Season 2 of the podcast. So Season 2 features the pre-Ramadan boot camp. These are going to be short, daily podcasts which are going to help you best prepare for the blessed month so that when Ramadan comes, you'll be up and running and ready to make the most out of it. So with this pre-Ramadan bootcamp, we want to make this interactive and want to hear from you. So with all our activities and tasks that we will be speaking about in each episode, please do comment on those episodes by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/season2. So there you will find the episodes there, and please do let us know how the particular activity went or any questions or any thoughts that you have on it. All right, so now let's start off with our episode for today.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Muhammad Faris, founder of ProductiveMuslim.com. I hope you're enjoying this episode from Productive Muslim podcast team. I want to take 30 seconds of your time and invite you to our Productive Ramadan online course. This is your one-stop course to all the practical tips you need to overcome your Ramadan challenges and dramatically improve your Ramadan experience, spiritually, physically, and socially. If you're interested, hop on to ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com and subscribe online today. Once you join the course, you'll have access to all our other courses, a private Facebook group where we can have group discussions, book club, and many more. Hope to see you there. Join us today at ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com.
All right, so I want to ask you a question. You see how we start something new. So say we start a new class, we maybe decide to join the gym or anything, then the first few days we're generally like really excited about it. We engage, we turn up on time, and you know, we tell everyone. We might even post a status about it on Facebook, Snapchat it to all our family and friends. Look at me, I'm at my new class or gym. And then when you fast forward a bit more, say week one, week two, we just completely forget that we signed up for it. And then later on, we just feel completely guilty that, oh my God, I signed up for that program and I didn't get to finish it. Can you relate to this? Because I know I can. And my gosh, it is frustrating. And this is the thing. Why is it that at the start of joining something, we get all excited, and then after some few weeks, we feel like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. So how do we overcome this trap? And the way we do so is by going back and asking ourselves the why. So why are we doing this? Now, I know, I mean, you can be thinking, well, you know, Mifra, this is really obvious. We all know why we're doing it. There's good deeds and, you know, all those generic things you can say. But no doubt, yes, doing things for the sake of Allah and doing good deeds, engaging in good actions do have their benefits to them. Now, what I'm asking you in particular is to really clarify the why behind it. That is deep, that is personal to you, because each one of us has different motivations. I mean, for one person, a why, say, taking the gym example again, why can be to just get active and more fit. For another person, gym can be in order to help them lose weight. So you see, each person has a different why. And the exercise of this particular episode is to identify your why. So why are you doing this program? Why is this program meaningful for you? And why should you care to continue? Now, I want you to write this down onto a paper so that way you can be able to just write down anything that comes to mind. If you don't like to write in like big paragraphs, then you can just write in dot points, because I know that also works for many people as well. So anything that comes to mind, just write down your why, okay? Maybe it can be like last year Ramadan just went really quickly and I didn't get to plan for it. Or maybe it was that you didn't get to make the most out of Ramadan last year, or just certain things that come to mind. Why do you want to participate in this pre-Ramadan bootcamp? Now, we all know the famous hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said, actions are judged by intentions. So by clarifying your actions behind this program and asking yourself why you want to get ready for Ramadan, you can be able to better follow through with it. Because you see, the way this works is that halfway when your motivation goes down, you can be able to refer back to this piece of paper. Now, this is the importance of writing it down so that you have something physical to come back and refer to. So that is the activity for today. Ask yourself, why do you want to participate in this program? Why do you want to get ready for Ramadan? Now, a few things along with this is we want you to watch the TED Talk. And this is a TED Talk which speaks about the importance of starting with why. So you can be able to connect this concept with the idea of intentions in Islam. And do let us know your thoughts about this on our show notes on our website, so productivemuslim.com. And the second thing to do is go ahead and write down your answer on a sheet of paper. You can write it down on, you know, on a Google document, an Evernote, or wherever you write down your notes. And just ask yourself, why am I taking this 30-day bootcamp with Productive Muslim? What's the larger purpose I need to fulfill? Now, there is no right and wrong answer. It's different for every single person. So you don't have to get really caught up in it. And you don't have to take a lot of time to write this either. You can just sit down for 15 minutes, 10 minutes, and just write down what comes to mind. And keep this note aside so that you can be able to refer back to this later on. All right, so to wrap up, please do post up your whys over on our show notes. I've created a easy to remember short link so that can be accessed by writing productivemuslimpodcast.com/S2E2. So that's pretty much season 2, episode 2. So do check that out. Otherwise, you can also access the show notes by just heading over to our main website, productivemuslim.com. So I look forward to hearing about your whys on joining the pre-Ramadan bootcamp. And inshallah, I'll see you tomorrow with our next episode. Till then, remember, be sincere and work hard.